Good morning, everyone. This is Jeffy Kennedy, author of Epic Fantasy Romance. I'm here with my first cup of coffee. Ah, delightful. Today is, say it with me, people, it is Friday, woo-hoo, January 5th, 1/5/24. Hope that the first week of the new year has been good for you. Feels like it's been a slow week to me. I mean, I think a lot of people took this week off too, that since they had like Monday and Tuesday off, they went ahead and just took the rest of the week off. So maybe next week things will really kick in. Feels like things haven't really kicked in yet to me. One thing before I forget, I want to say right up front, remind you all that you can attend CIFWA's HEA Quest. If you are at all interested in writing science fiction or fantasy romance, check that out. I should put it in the show notes. I'll remember to do that this time. Okay, we'll put that link in the show notes. You should be able to find it on like my social media and so forth too, but should be just a really fun event. Be on January 20th, starting at 9 a.m. Pacific time, going until about 1 p.m. We'll include some time to chat with other authors. I plan to attend the whole thing. Should be great fun. So join us there. There's going to be some really great speakers. I'm looking forward to it personally. Let's see. So what's going on? I've spent this week writing the Amethyst run. I had to pause because my mother texted me. Yes, Mom, I am doing my podcast. I've been working on Amethyst Run, which is always interesting when you pick up a book that you haven't touched in a really long time. I haven't touched it since May 1st. That was the last time I did like my final tweaks for Agent Sarah before we went out on submission with it. So for those of you who may be just catching up on this, the Amethyst Run is a book that I wrote 104 pages of, and we went out on submission with it in May and got a lot of excited responses to it. Very few, I think there were a couple of rejections, which, I mean, you're just always going to get those. That's just par for the course. But there were several very excited responses, but they wanted the whole manuscript. And so this is a thing. If you've been listening for a while, you know this, but if you're just tuning in, traditional publishing going on submission, they are just taking very, very little on spec these days. They want the full manuscript of the first book. If you're going to sell multiple books, that's going to be up to them. People ask all the time, should they try to sell series or standalone? And basically, the way the market is today, my advice would be write the full first book, and then you can discuss later whether it is series potential. That's generally the code phrase, as you say, a standalone book with series potential, because if they want more, you can give them more. On my tour deal, which is a two-book deal, my first book is very much a standalone-ish type deal. type book. I suppose that's not very convincing if I have to add the ish on there, but really you could stop there. And the second book, I think my mom is still texting me. Hold on. Okay. But it's interesting because for the second book, my editor wants something that's in the same world, but not necessarily a direct sequel, because she says what happens if you write a sequel is that it ties the success of book two to book one, which I think we all know, but it's very interesting, right? That working with a traditional publisher, writing a second book that is in the world but not a direct sequel gives them an opportunity to market it fresh if for some reason the first book doesn't perform the way they'd like to. So, but it was amazing how that book sold. And I do think it's it was a gripping book. I do think that that was part of it, but I think it's also because it was the full manuscript. So with Amethyst Run, what Agent Sarah and I decided that I would do is I will go ahead and write the rest of this book and then see if we could sell it. And then if we can't, I'll self-publish it, because that is my own personal rule now, is that I'm not going to write any books to submit to Trad, especially with this having to write the full manuscript thing, unless it's something that I want to self-publish. I have something else that I had written for submission to traditional publishing that was a little bit of a genre departure for me. It was an idea I'd had for a long time, and Agent Sarah's kind of talked me into writing it, which I wouldn't have done if I hadn't, you know, had the idea and liked it. But that was a partial, and we did not sell it. And it's enough of a genre departure that, I don't know, maybe I'll circle back to it someday. Maybe not. So, yeah, it's interesting digging back into Amethyst Run. And I mentioned on my Discord group, because I do try to share my in-process stuff with them. One thing about being where I'm at in my career, which is a funny thing for me to say, I don't know if I could say that with a straight face, though I feel like men could, so I should be able to do this, right? One thing about being where I'm at is that it's kind of difficult for me to remember what it was like at the very beginning of my career. And so when newer writers ask me questions, and I do think this is true for many authors, it's not always easy for us to give good advice because we don't remember what it was like. And so one thing that I do with my Patreon Discord group is when I notice that I'm thinking about certain things mid-process, I try to share that with them. Because there are things that I might not, it might not occur to me to say in a more formal setting. So it's interesting digging back into Amethyst Run. And what I did was, well, Monday was New Year's Day and I did work, but it was a little bit of a wash. I ended up not tracking time. I had to set up my spreadsheet for the year, which takes a long time. It took a considerable amount of time. And I did a bunch of other business on that day. So I didn't really dig into the manuscript itself. Wasn't feeling it yet. I sort of had to still like get my head out of vacation and get back into work. So then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I spent basically revising, doing a revise read. I could have maybe just sat down and read it, but I'm glad that I went at it as a revision because there were things that needed smoothing. There were some rougher spots than I remembered in this book. And I did come across kind of a big thing that I'm trying to decide whether or not I'm going to change. It's a place where I feel like I have too many stakes, actually, where I just sort of piled on the stakes. You know, like, oh, and there's this problem and this problem and this problem. And it's like, oh, is it too many? It might be, which is, I could tell you all, a very common error for writers at all levels, but especially newbie levels, that you always feel like you need to make it be more, like you need to have more to the story. And let me tell you, you're much better off keeping it simple. And I give this advice all the time, especially if you're writing your first book. Keep it as simple as possible. Make it easy for you yourself because it's already really hard, right? It's really hard to write a book. So don't make the book overly complicated. Checking the cat here. Yes, Killian is outside in the snow. Did I say we have freezing fog? So it's very beautiful. The dog walk this morning was very quiet, peaceful. And when the fog freezes on all the trees and the branches, it creates those crystals that looks like feathers. So, yeah, very lovely. And Killian wanted to go out, so he's out there hunting mice in the snow. He's looking very happy. Sorry for that tangent. All part of the brand here at First Cup of Coffee. Had to pause to regain my train of thought. Keeping it simple. So what I'm going to do, and this is a piece of advice that I find I give all the time, too, is I'm going to finish writing the book because once you've written the whole book, even if you are the pre-plottiest of pre-plotters and you have an incredibly detailed outline that you stick to all the way through, which is not me, when you get to the end of the book, you will discover that there are things that have changed as you told the story, as you discovered more about the story, that will affect the beginning. And I feel like this is something that newbie writers struggle with a whole lot, because they keep going over and over again the first few chapters, or the first 25%, or the first half. But they keep going over the beginning, over and over again, trying to get it right. And one of the things is that you cannot get the beginning right until you've written the end. So even when I was revising Onira, which was the book that fell on me from out of the sky, and was, I don't know if I would say it was a joy to write, but it flowed out of me. And it was something that I did not plan to write, but demanded to be written. And this is a salient point, because it's part of my compare and contrast that I will eventually get to. But when I went back to revise that, there were all sorts of things I needed to shore up in the first part of the book that I just didn't know when I wrote that first part of the book. And at one point, I actually exclaimed out loud, "Jeffy, you fucking pantser," which, and longtime listeners will know, I do not like the term pantser, but there was like this piece in there that was, I don't know. It was kind of like a red herring, a blind alley. I don't even remember exactly what it was, but it like had nothing to do with how the story actually turned out. And I was a little aggravated with myself because but it's part of my process. You can own your process and still be aggravated by it. There's a bit of wisdom for you. I do it all the time. So, it's interesting because the most recent books I've written were Onira, Demanded to Be Written, which is a very different kind of process. I tried not to write it and had to. And then I recently finished Twisted Magic, which was completing a trilogy in the Renegades of Magic series. And then it's kind of the sixth book in the whole Bonds of Magic series. And I just love seeing some of the reviews on that, with people loving how that overall arc is building, because I'm having a lot of fun with that too. So those are two different kinds of writing projects, right? Where you're writing the next book in a world that you already love and with beloved characters, and you really know so much about it already, the magic system and everything. Then there's the book that fell on me from out of the sky and demanded to be written. And now I'm back to Amethyst Run, which is, and I've sort of been searching for the words to use on it. I don't want to say calculated, but it is a bit more planned than what I normally do. I had the idea for this, which was basically a movie, that a famous movie, which I won't say what it is. I know all of you have been trying to guess. And then set in a secondary fantasy world with magic and fae. Oh, Killian's hung up. Be right back. He's a real Maine Coon cat. He's got the tufts of fur between his toes, and so he can really snowshoe out there, having a fabulous time. So, the idea for Amethyst Run, normally my ideas come from situation, from character and situation. So I'll have an idea like, Dark Wizard, okay, the first book in Bonds of Magic, I had the image of a woman in a tower and the betrothal trials, for those of you who've read the book. And from there, I built it out. Like, what kind of world did she live in? What kind of society that she was in this situation? I knew and I've been mulling this idea for a long time, and I've been calling it Dark Wizard for a long time, because I knew that that basically she would have to go through these trials where she had to stay in the tower and entertain a different man each month until she became pregnant. And that there would be the one who won her or impregnated her would be a dark wizard. And that was all I knew to begin with. And so I built it out from there. With Amethyst Run, I saw this movie and I thought this would be a great movie. It's an old movie to have in a secondary fantasy world. And could I pull this off? And so in some ways, I had the characters served up to me because I wanted to use the same character dynamic as in the movie. So that's a little bit different for me because it wasn't like the characters came to me. And at first, I was really trying to follow the movie beats. And I had talked to a friend of mine who's a screenwriter, Melinda Snodgrass. I mention her often, who's written for Star Trek Next Generation. And I said, you know, should I follow the movie beats or should I mix it up? And she's like, if you have this enormously successful movie, why wouldn't you follow the beats? But one of the things I've discovered is I can't write that way. There we are, you know what your process is and own it. I don't write well to outline. And I found that it was holding me back. Once I let go of trying to follow the movie beats, then it all totally opened up for me. But in some ways, this book is, I keep coming back to the word calculated. It's more calculated for me rather than being this organic, I just want to write about this character in a tower. So it's a different feeling to come back to it after writing Onira and revising Onira and writing Twisted Magic. It's not bad, but it is an interesting thing. It's just, I think it's important to know that we have different tools in our toolboxes, right? We have different approaches, different ways of doing our jobs, right? This is if you want to be a career author, if you want to make a living as an author, there are sometimes trade-offs. And there will be people who get very upset at even the whisper of such a thing, right? Because they will say, oh, I will never let anyone tell me what I should write. And it used to be the cry of the artist, you know, sort of the starving artist in the garret, you know, that art is more important than money. And now it's kind of become the mantra of the indie community, of the self-publishing community, where they say, well, I would never take a traditional publishing deal because I don't want an editor to tell me what I can and can't write, which I always kind of roll my eyes at because they clearly don't know because that's not how it works. That's not at all how it works. But if you are working in traditional publishing, if you have an agent, if you have an editor, then it is a more collaborative process. So like I was talking about, like with my agent, me saying that she talked me into writing that book, I could have said no, but she made a good case for it. And I was like, okay, I'm willing to give it a try. And it didn't work. You know, it's maybe it could have. There are probably reasons why it didn't. But it was worth a try. And it's not like she makes me do anything. We talk about like pros and cons, right? It's a business. So, you know, if I were always only writing when books fell on me from out of the sky, I would not write that many books. Sometimes books don't want to be written. Sometimes they fight you and they just take more effort. So with Amethyst Run, it feels like I'm using a slightly different muscle than I do otherwise, which isn't bad. In fact, I think it's good. I think we need to diversify. It's good for us to be able to use different muscles. It's good so that when somebody calls you up one day and says, would you like to write the novelization of this movie that you've talked about online as being your favorite movie of all time, you want to be able to say yes. Right? So, especially if you're trying to make a living. right? If you don't have a spousal subsidy or a trust fund. So yesterday afternoon, or yesterday, I finished, after my first 2 hours, I finished the revising, and the third hour I start drafting. So now I'm heading into drafting mode. And so that's what we'll probably be hearing about for into the first week of February, first couple weeks of February, writing this book. And I don't know what's going to happen next. I kind of know. There's an overall spine, because it is still this overall concept. But the details will, hopefully they will come. So, I hope you all have a wonderful weekend, and I will talk to you all on Monday. Well, take care. Bye-bye.